Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky. Bruce Wilicki at NASA's Langley Research Center is one of thousands of scientists worldwide using satellites to measure climate change.
We asked him why it's been hard for people to believe that climate is changing. And he said the reason is that the biggest climate noise, the biggest variations from day to day or month to month, happen at the local level. That's why scientists using satellites to observe trends over the whole globe over time can see that Earth is warming before most people notice a change.
People will all look around and go, oh my God, you know, this has changed so much. They got to be right from what I see in my backyard. That's a longer time, unfortunately, to come out of the signal. So unless they're willing to trust the science community to tell them what the bigger picture is, if they're waiting for their own backyard to show it, unfortunately, they're not going to see it at that level until you're well down this path.
Wilicki said it wasn't until the 1970s that people began using satellites in a serious way to study climate.
The problem with climate with that data, though, is it's a relatively short record we have, right? In other words, if we had satellite data over the last 200 years over the whole globe, we could have convinced people a long time ago as to what's going on.
That's our show. Join us in celebrating Earth and Sky's 15th anniversary and 5,000th radio show at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.